It's Tuesday, and that means it's Take Control Tuesday with Mansa Musa. And Mansa, this subject today is going to help somebody. It's how to not worry about or have money worries based on what's in the Bible.
Right. Not only is it in the Bible, Randy, this is red letter stuff.
Ooh.
This is what Jesus said. And let's get right to it. We're going to go to Luke chapter 12, and we're going to start in verse 32 so we can get the whole context of what he's saying. We're going to focus on verse 34. So let's start. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I will tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes. Consider the ravens. Mm-hmm. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds.
Oof.
Who by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot add this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Did I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow was thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well.
Ooh.
Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give to the poor, provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near or moths destroy. For where your treasure is, there is your heart also." So now all those promises up above, where he promises to take care of our physical needs, are based on where your heart is. The question I have for you is, once again, Jesus says, where your treasure is, there shall be your heart also. So the question is your money going to where your heart is, or is your heart following your money?
Ooh.
Which comes first? Proverbs verse 4 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Now, your treasure follows your heart. How do you guard your heart? You do it by tithing. Now, listen to this. Money is demonstrative. Your money tells what you really think and what you want to do by how you allocate your money.
Mm.
You prove a thing with money by doing it. That's why it's been my experience, Randy, that whenever I was dealing in a relationship with a woman, they wanted me to spend money on them. It was their love language. It was a proof of my commitment. I'm not talking about in a commercial kind of way. I'm just talking about it's demonstrative. It was a demonstration of my feelings. Now, this is what I'm going to say about the tithe. You tithe off your gross. That's 10% of your gross salary. If you do that, you activate all those promises and things that Jesus just talked about. You can stop worrying about them. And in the words of the master OG, Yoda, "Do or do not. There is no try."
Woo, woo, woo. Everything about that should be right there at the pulpit. Mansa, as always, thank you so much. That one was really, really good. And you could check out all of Mansa Musa on moneysmartlife.org and also our archives at takecontroltuesday.com. I surely appreciate you, Mansa.
Thank you.